Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
When life crashes in, what then? That old fight or flight syndrome, the amygdala portion of our brain, kicks in. But I hope you and I have learned by now to fight the fright. In this week of daily devotions, we're centering our thoughts on hope for troubled times. And when things get bad, I know people want to either run away or hunker down. When we hear of the wars and rumors of wars, when we see world powers flexing their muscles, when we sense the erosion, destruction, loosening of our liberties and foundations, the tendency is to hide away. But in so doing, we let fear do what fear does best. Fear is a thief. It wants to rob you of your joy, your sense of well-being, your sense that God is in control. And if you permit fear to rob you of your joy, well, the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. You become very weak during troubled times. How many fears have we heard about in this world? Cyberphobia, fear of computers, ecclesiophobia, the fear of church, astrophobia, the fear of lightning, chromatophobia, the fear of money, triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13, palatophobia, the fear of baldness, phobophobia, the fear of fear. People are afraid of so many things, things that are beyond our control, things that are not even a reality. For instance, you might be afraid to face death. You might be afraid of commitment or even rejection. Or you have the constant fear that your kids are going to get hurt, and that's all you can think about. Or you may even have the fear that you'll never measure up to anyone, or the fear that you might wake up and have cancer one day. Each and every one of us has a Goliath of fear to face. But we have to look beyond that fear. We have to lay hold on something greater. We have to be so convinced of our heavenly identity that we can face any earthly foe. Here's what fear can lead to: a lack of enthusiasm, unfocused thoughts, isolation, inactivity. It can lead to faulty coping mechanisms. It can lead to health problems. It can even lead to faulty relationship with God and others. We've got the Pollyanna voices on one side out there saying everything is wonderful. They seem to be tone-deaf and tin-eared people we run into in life, and especially in the church, who love saying things like, isn't everything wonderful? Everything is fine. And I'm thinking, I don't know what planet you live on. But then on the other end, there are these Chicken Little voices. They say everything is horrible, the sky is falling. But neither extreme is an accurate description of our life that is hidden in Christ. You and I, we people of faith, we don't deny reality. We see the outward circumstances. We recognize the thickening gloom of these last days. But we don't fall to either extreme, getting so wrapped up in the cares of our day that we lose sight of our position in Him. You and I have what we need to get through this time. But neither do we adopt the Pollyanna voices and enter into a state of denial. We recognize that whatever we lack, Jehovah Jireh can provide. He's already put in you and me the strength that we need. What I think God wants us to do is to follow Him deep into His limitless power, to dwell deep in Him. Gerald Mann was a sometimes controversial pastor in Austin, Texas. He had his own radio program, his own unique take on things. It's in one of his books and sermons, he tells the story of a man by the name of Homer Dodge, a fascinating character who accomplished so many interesting things. When he was interviewed about his life, Dodge was asked how he had seen so many fascinating things in his short time on earth. Dodge replied, "If you want to see miracles, you have to put yourself in miracle territory." Gerald Mann took that story and illustrated it in the lives of people in the Bible that if you want to move into miracle country like Noah, you have to perform before the storm. Noah teaches us that we may have 100 or so years of work before the miracle comes, but we keep working or we will never see the miracle. So you heard the voice of God. He told you what to do. Don't give up. Perform before the storm. Then there was Abraham. The message of his life is you go before you know. There are times when the future will not be fully mapped out. And then there's Paul. Some will not believe you. Some will not trust you, but you keep your eyes on the prize and you walk into miracle country. But there's that one phrase that Gerald Mann uses in our quest to see the impossible and the miraculous, the children of Israel. It's as if God tells them, I know there's giants in the land, but across that river are the promises you've longed for. You have to learn to do something, fight the fright. You have to dwell deep in the rock of ages. God has to be bigger than anything you face in this world. Not just bigger in reality, He is, but bigger in your heart, your mind, your imagination, and understanding. In a sense, all world powers are lame ducks. They think they have power, but they don't. For all authority belongs to Jesus Christ. His is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Isaiah said of him, of this child born in Bethlehem, that the government will be upon his shoulders, and his government will be ever increasing and unending, that the Ancient of Days will stand up, rise up, and conquer one and all, that you and I are on the winning side, though the score may look lopsided right now, though the deck may seem to be stacked against us. We are more than conquerors. We have peace and joy in His presence. We have strength and might through His name. Jeremiah said it, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan. Dwell deep. As Spurgeon once noted, this could have been some sarcasm. The prophet could have been saying, you think you can hide away from the tumult that's happening all around you, but you can't. But then the prince of the pulpit said, the practical matter I am aiming at lies in another direction. My earnest desire is that every saved soul amongst us may dwell deep. That is to say that none of us are superficial Christians, but that we may be deep believers, well-rooted plants of grace, thorough, downright out-and-out Christians, that we may not only dwell on the rock of ages, that we may dwell deep in it. Dwelling deep in the rock of ages. That's hope for troubled times. Dedan was instructed to dwell deep in the rocks of Edom, but you and I are instructed to find our refuge in the rock of ages. When we say that phrase, rock of ages, we think of the song, rock of ages, cleft or me. Let me hide myself in thee. And that goes to the heart of what we're saying, that in a frightful age, we have to fight the fright. How do we do this? By knowing that we've hidden ourselves in the all-sufficient one, the one who is more than capable of providing our needs and defending us in this evil day. Do you know Rock of Ages is actually found in the Bible, that phrase, Isaiah 26:4? The Authorized Version reads like this, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength is actually in the Hebrew everlasting rock, rock eternal, or quite literally in the Hebrew rock of ages. Trust in Him. Hide in Him. Dwell deep in Him and He will keep you. That's a word not just for the day, this season, or this hour. It's a word for every moment, every breath that we breathe. For this daily devotion group today, I urge you, dwell deep in the rock of ages. Let me borrow a phrase from Spurgeon. He said that to be fully hidden in Christ is to be lost in Him. He called it to dwell in the Goshen of Christianity. The Goshen of Christianity. Goshen, you may remember, is where God's people lived in Egypt when the 10 plagues came. We read something interesting in Exodus 8, Exodus 9, and 10. Plagues 1, 2, and 3 seem to have affected all of the land. But from the fourth plague forward, there was a line drawn. and the Israelites dwelling in Goshen were spared the plague. Here's some of the language the Bible uses. The house of Egyptians had flies. Even the ground will be covered with them. But on that day, I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. No swarms of flies will be there. Fight the fright. We're living in the Rock of Ages, freed from the pain of pestilence. What about when the hail struck? Struck down everything it touched, everything walking and talking, fields and trees, stripped and laid bare. The only place that hail didn't fall was in Goshen, where the Israelites were. Fight the fright. We're dwelling deep in the Rock of Ages, sheltered, secure from all alarm. Or when total darkness covered all of Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anything or move anywhere for 3 days, but the Israelites had light in the place where they live, that is, Goshen. There was light in Goshen. Fight the fright. We are in the Rock of Ages, and within is a nightlight. God told his people, dwell deep. In other words, tap into your hidden resources. Forget all the hocus-pocus definitions of faith that you heard. Get a hold of this one. Faith is the possession of adequate resources. When David faced one of those sons of Anak, Goliath, he knew God was able. He knew that he had trusted in him before. He said, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord, you've been my strength all of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, come to eat of my flesh, they're going to stumble and fall. My heart was not going to fear, even though a host encamps round about me. In the time of trouble, God's going to hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me and set me upon a rock. My head's going to be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to offer up sacrifices of joy. I'm going to sing and give praises. And in the end result, we're going to fight the fright. We're going to dwell in the house of the Lord and be convinced that regardless and irrespective of what's happening in our world, we know that God's got this. We can't be carried away by our emotions or by other people's emotions. We're to hide ourselves in the Rock of Ages. We're to get on the Goshen side of things and live on the blessed side. Fight the fright. George Mueller once said, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith. And the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. I believe freedom lies before you. You've got to fight the fright. Don't chase after the Pollyanna voices that are saying everything's fine, everything's good, everything's wonderful around us. We know that it's not. But neither chase the Chicken Little voices that are constantly saying the sky is falling. Quit worrying and living in fear and anxiety about what is happening around you or what could happen. Your God is taking care of you. The Rock of Ages has settled in. The land of Goshen is being drawn around you. You are moving into miracle territory. And if you want to live in miracle country, you've got to learn to fight the fright and say, my God is bigger than anything I'm facing today. He's bigger than anything I'm facing tomorrow. And my God is going to see me through and give me victory over every situation.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.